The question was asked if one has tattoos that one that one really is upset that one has. Should one remove them? May one remove them? So, firstly, if one did a tattoo before one converted to Judaism, so that's not relevant. Okay, you didn't do anything wrong. A person might say, I'm not happy about it. Okay, so then the question is, how do you remove a tattoo? So as far as I understand, there are two ways of removing tattoos. One is that they inject dye that's pigment color. They're basically writing over that tattoo. That's not so clear that that's permissible, because you're basically making a new tattoo to cover the old tattoo. The other is that with laser they remove it, and that's a very costly and painful procedure. I asked this question to one of the leading halachic authorities in Israel a few years ago. We had a student here who had his whole chest and arms covered with tattoos, and he said, what we basically see in Shulchan Aruch, that there's no obligation to remove tattoos. There was a prohibition to put them in, but there's no obligation now to take them off. Now you're asking a third question. You're saying, okay, I'm not obligated. Fine. Firstly, because a person was not Jewish when they made the tattoos. And even if they were Jewish, the fact that they did a transgression doesn't mean they have to remove it now, especially not at that cost and that level of pain. And that's assuming we're talking about removing it with laser. Now you say, okay, but wait a second, what about bringing up a family? You know, it's not so nice. My kids are going to see me with tattoos. So that's a personal calculation. There's definitely room to calculate that. I mean, there's definitely room where if a person says, I can do that, it's not a big deal for me, I can afford it, it's worthwhile for me. So that's one's personal calculation. As far as I understand, there's no danger involved. There's just a certain amount of expense and a certain amount of pain. Well, if a person wants to inflict that on himself because he wants his children to grow up with the perspective that Jews don't do tattoos, etc., so I think that's something that's respectable. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. On the contrary, it's something to think about. You understand there's a difference between a person who's going to have to do his whole chest and back and arms and a person who has one or two little tattoos. There's obviously a difference. But all in all, there's definitely room to think that way. When our friend who had his whole chest and arms covered with tattoos when he was getting married, so my recommendation to him was that around the house, he should always wear sleeves. You know, his kids will obviously see a little bit, but it doesn't have to be a norm around the house. He doesn't have to walk around like in a t-shirt where they're going to see it all the time. There's definitely an element where a person, even if a person says, you know, I didn't know any better, a person should still be embarrassed of something that's against the Torah, and that's why there's definitely room to leave it covered in that sense. But for some people, that's not possible. And sometimes people have tattoos in places that are visible. We had a student here once who had tattoos on every knuckle. I don't know where this came from, but every knuckle had a different tattoo. Must be some custom somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what it stood for. So sometimes you can't keep the tattoos covered. Okay, you can't, you can't. That's not the end of the world. But if it's possible, there's definitely a logic to that, that if your kids are going to grow up seeing a tattoo in their subconscious, that's like normal. Yeah, people have tattoos, and you're right that that's not the message we want to give our kids. But that doesn't necessarily mean a person has to undergo that pain or that level of expense. You know, to each his own in that sense.